Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's a lovely song coming out there by We Will Worship. Moso is the title of that song. Takes us to 12 minutes, 13 minutes, actually, after 4 o'clock. And a very good afternoon to you if you have just tuned in. My name is Luko Mgwedi Phuthi, right here on Radio Pulpit. And, of course, a very, very good afternoon to you. It's a brand new day and definitely brand new mercies. And we'll spend all this time together all the way up until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Well, we start today on quite a high, I must say. Now, if you have been keeping up with me, we have been keeping up with the Pitch Your Business contestants. And I'm so excited now. Don't let it go. I told this gentleman that, hey, we'll have a chat at quarter past. And I've got Magesa Wambura with me today. And he's going to tell us exactly where he's tuning in from, by the way. I'm really, really excited to finally get hold of him. He's part of the top six. And yeah, it's been quite a struggle to get hold of him. Magesa, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm also fine.
I'm excited to just finally get hold of you. By the way, where are you tuning in from?
Okay, I'm tuning from Tanzania, Morogoro, Tanzania.
Oh, all right. So it's been quite a struggle with network. That's why I'm like, you know what, Magesa, let's get it over and done with ASAP so that when it disconnects you, at least we're done with our chat. So the six finalists of the Pitch Your Business competition have been selected and they'll be making their way to the final event on the 12th of November. Hosted at the Northwest University Vanderbilt Park campus. The finalists will be competing against each other one last time and before the official overall winner, as well as the first and second runners-up, will be selected and announced. Joining us today is finalist Magesa Wambura. Am I actually pronouncing your surname correctly? Magesa, are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay, perfect. So tell me, Magesa, why do you think it's crucial for a business idea to focus on solving problems for customers?
Okay. First of all, let me introduce myself in a bit
okay.
deeper. Yes, I am an engineering student, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and one of the duties or responsibility of engineers is to solve problems facing our society.
Mm.
And that is my mission. That's why I believe that we should solve problems facing our society, because there are very many of them. So we should use our knowledge to solve the problems. And by doing so, we can create our business, we can turn our problems into opportunities.
Okay. Now tell me, which has been the most challenging phase in the competition for you? The idea to concept development, business model canvas, or the business pitch training? And why?
I think it was the business model canvas.
Okay.
Because
why?
I didn't do before.
Oh.
It was for the first time I prepared a business model canvas. But about pitching, I've been doing some pitching. I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit easier. But the business model canvas was a bit complicated to me.
I can imagine. But you survived it.
Yes.
In your opinion, Magesa, tell me, what's the most significant way for a business to have positive impact on its community? Is it job creation? Is it clean environment, high quality products or services?
To me, I believe high quality products. Because when we have high quality product, it means there is a larger probability that the product will perform well in the market. By the product performing well in the market, it will create some employment opportunity to people. So like, we will have some retailers, we will have wholesalers will come to our business and even partners. By doing so, we'll also create employments and solving people's problems. So I think the major focus is creating products with high quality.
I love to hear that. Tell me, Magesa, considering everything that you've learned from the Pitch Your Business competition, what advice would you give someone who wants to pitch a business idea to you?
I think, first of all, I would like his or her business to focus on impacting the society because it will be a little bit easier for him or her to convince me. And also, I could advise him or her to spend a lot of time learning about businesses. You know, most of people have brilliant ideas, but it is a little bit difficult for them to turn them into business.
Okay.
Yes. So I think they should learn more even about business. We should not only focus on technical parts. Also, business, it is essential for us.
Okay. So tell me, lastly, how have you grown as an entrepreneur because of this competition?
As an entrepreneur, first of all, in terms of upstairs, I have learned very many new things which I didn't know before, like the customer segments I didn't knew before, and even the business canvas model I told you. So now I am a little bit experienced in business arena compared to some four to three months ago.
I can imagine.
Yes.
Okay, Magesa, thank you so much. Great having a chat with you. I really just pray that, hey, you win.
Thank you. Welcome to Tanzania also.
Yeah, I'm not trying to favor you. I think other contestants might get that. All the best to all contestants, and hopefully the next time I have a chat with you, it will be because you have what?
Thank you.
Okay, God bless, Magesa.
Thank you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.